The new Texas legislature will be sworn in on Tuesday, January 13th. And on that day, the pro-gun rights organization Come and Take It Texas will be present at the state capitol with a unique demonstration. Phoenix Horton is the leader of the group Come and Take It Texas.
January 13th, the original event is all about HB 195, and that's the constitutional carry bill that was introduced by House Member Strickland. And basically that gives the constitutional right to open carry a handgun. And it's not an extreme thing at all, because that's the way it is in 40 other states across America. So Texas is simply asking to join the other states and be allowed to open carry our handguns without them being registered.
I've already seen many open carry events. We've seen them at the Alamo and certain areas, people going to retailers and demonstrating their open carry. So what's changed?
Yeah, the difference is handguns versus long guns. That's actually why we started open carrying rifles, because what we're wanting is to be able to open carry a handgun, as in on your hip. And so we were sort of, as part of showing the audacity of, in Texas, you're allowed to carry a long gun, such as a rifle or a shotgun. So we were walking around with those weapons showing, okay, if I'm allowed to carry a fully automatic weapon on my back, then why am I not able to carry a handgun on my hip? And, you know, at first we had a lot of backlash, and people said, oh, well, you're going to cause more problems and you're going to set back the gun rights movement 50 years. But we kept with it, and it's actually done the opposite, and it's got us to the point now that we have a bill coming up this year that may actually get us what we wanted.
So on the first day of the legislative session, your group will be supporting the new open carry that you want, which is open carry for handguns, something you can wear on your hip.
Exactly.
And so how are you going to do that?
Partly we're going about it a couple different ways. We're going to be speaking to all the legislators and seeing which ones are on board with this. We know that we have the support of the upcoming Governor Greg Abbott. He's already signed a copy of the bill, you know, just showing that he supports it. And he says if it is voted in, he will sign the official bill and allow it through. So we have good support on that front. And we just want to get as many people out there on day one to show the legislators that, you know, this is a good thing. You have thousands of supporters across Texas that want you to vote this bill in. And so it's mainly just a show of force, showing our support and our thanks for, you know, them even allowing to vote on this and make this happen.
But will you be open carrying your long guns as you do this, as you roam the halls of the Capitol?
We won't be able to do it in the Capitol. It would just cause more hassle. They have laws against open carrying in the building, so we don't want to end up just making the day about something else, causing a bunch of people to get harassed or possibly arrested. So we'll be reframing from that. We will probably be carrying holsters, but they will be empty, just as a symbol to show what we want. But we won't actually have guns in the building.
What about on the grounds?
On the grounds, we will be open carrying outside the gates, but once again, we won't be open carrying on the property, just to not take away from what we're trying to do that day. We have open carried out there before, but we just want to kind of make sure that everything goes smoothly.
I don't understand how we can have open carry at grocery stores, restaurants, but when it comes to having open carry in the place where the laws are made, suddenly we can't have open carry there. It seems hypocritical.
Yeah, and I fully agree with that. We say an armed society is a polite society, and the more armed people we have, the better off it is for everyone. I think there's even more, or there's less of a chance of incidents to happen if more people are armed. But you know how it is in government buildings, especially around legislatures and stuff. They get a little touchy on that issue.
Yeah, but what about the people who live out in these stores and these communities that feel touchy about these issues? I mean, you're asking the lawmakers to vote on open carry for everywhere else except where they are.
I don't understand your question.
So the lawmakers, if they feel anxious around all of these weapons, they can say, don't bring them into here, and they're protected from it. But everyone else who feel that way, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, a lot of lawmakers see themselves as a separate entity.
Also, during the event, there will be some sort of a ghost gun demonstration. What is that?
Right. This is a new machine that takes a lower AR receiver, and it can basically cut it out and machine the parts so that it becomes a firearm. The main issue around this is that it can be made anywhere. It can be made in your home. These pieces that you buy are they're not registered anywhere. They're not licensed. And basically, you can make a weapon that is completely off the books, and that's what most of people are concerned about. But this machine can make multiple weapons. The creator of this gun is a guy who was famous for creating the first 3D printed gun out of plastic, and now this machine can create it out of metal.
We are entering a new era of creating pretty heavy-duty firearms that cannot be traced. No background checks are necessary, and anyone with a little bit of technical know-how is able to, you know, just pump them out.
Right. Well, I think that just, proves another point of showing how inefficient government is and how they never really, I think they like to act like they have a handle on things, but they don't really have control of it in the first place. You know, 99% of the shootings you see are by criminals that shouldn't have been able to get a gun in the first place. So whether they're walking down the block and buying it illegally, or, you know, is that more likely for a criminal that doesn't have any money, or is it more likely that this criminal can buy a $2,000 machine, learn how to use the software, and print it out in his house? I just don't see the worry there for your average criminal being able to build one of these. And yes, it will get easier in the future, but we got to start adapting to that. You know, our children will be needing an iPhone case and printing it out at home. They're not going to be buying it online, and it's going to be the same for firearms, and governments just aren't going to have the control that they would like to.
Right. I mean, technology is technology. It's going to move forward, and we have to adapt to it. You can't shut this down, right?
I agree.
So what do you think the world's going to be like when anyone can just print out a gun or nothing anyone can do about it?
I just don't think it will be radically different. Like I said, the fact that we have control over them now is simply a facade in my eyes. Maybe people from day to day think it may be hard to get a firearm, but I've known certain groups of people that can walk, like I said, walk down the street and pick one up. They're not hard to come by, and America's not going to fall down into an apocalypse type situations because people are able to create firearms easily. It's not something that worries me in any shape or form. The majority of Americans are civilized people, and no one's going to go out and get crazy and start shooting up places just because they're able to make it at home.
What about the people who have like a political agenda who are intent on disruption of society?
I don't see how that would change with being able to create their own weapon, as far as they could use the same tactics that they're using now.
Okay. So some people have said that this demonstration of the ghost gun at the Capitol on the first day of the legislative session is actually going to be a negative for Come and Take It Texas, and could hurt your initial intent, which is trying to gain support for basically a law that already seems like it's going to pass, which is the open carry for handguns.
Yeah, I guess we don't see it as a negative just because we've fought that stereotype all along. You know, we were one of the first groups to come out and start open carrying the rifles. And like I said before, we got so much heat over that, and everyone said, oh, we're just going to cause all this negativity. We're going to cause them to come out and make laws saying we can't open carry our long guns, and they'll get even more restrictive. But it's actually done the complete opposite. You know, when these politicians see support of us and see that people aren't running scared in the streets, that gives them the courage to then go and make laws, even more open for us.
Phoenix Horton is the leader of the pro-gun rights group Come and Take It Texas. The activist organization Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America are opposed to the open carry legislation being proposed in Texas. Angela Turner is with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America.
The 3D gun printing specifically, you know, it's just one example of really extreme behavior that a lot of individuals in these groups use to bring attention to open carry. And the open carrying of guns in itself is extreme behavior. So it's hopefully a wake-up call to our legislators that these are the people that are asking for the complete unregulated, unlicensed open carry of guns in our state.
The 3D printing of guns and being able to self-manufacture guns with open sourcing of this weaponry is a wake-up call, certainly, because a lot of people aren't even aware of this technology except for the enthusiast.
Exactly.
And so don't we need greater awareness that this is the future?
Well, I do think it's great for people to be aware that this exists, again, as a wake-up call, because what we're talking about right now is the unlicensed carry of guns. And these guns that they're talking about manufacturing can't be traced. They don't have serial numbers. They're not licensed. And so it's another example of people carrying guns with very little or no actual legislation.
There are no laws on the books that prevent people from self-manufacturing guns?
I'm not comfortable answering that because I'm not sure.
But if there aren't, should there be?
Well, I feel like to tie it back to the open carry issue, which is what they're doing, I think we need to know if individuals that are carrying guns or manufacturing guns have passed a background check, if they've had any safety training. I'm a gun owner myself, and I don't think this represents responsible gun ownership or what it means to be a responsible gun owner, to do the right thing. You need to pass a background check. You need to have some training and understand what you're doing. And 3D printing of guns doesn't have any of those safeguards in place.
There have been other gun rights enthusiasts who have been critical of Come and Take It Texas for their demonstration that they've planned for Tuesday. They're saying, look, we've got this. We've got open carry basically passed. It's just a formality with this legislature. And Greg Abbott says he will sign the legislation as governor. Don't rock the boat. I mean, what does that mean to you when they're saying don't rock the boat?
Well, I mean, it's exactly what it is. They are asking them not to rock the boat, but they're all advocating for the same thing, and they've all engaged in similar extreme behavior in the past. They're just trying to lay low so that this passes. And I don't think that really represents the truth of what they're asking for. Let's be quiet now and not draw attention to ourselves so we can act like this later, is basically how I absorb that statement. Again, it's a wake-up call. This is what they're advocating for. And just because they're asking each other to lay low right now doesn't mean that they've acted that way in the past.
What are your concerns? It looks like this is going to pass. We're going to have open carry for handguns, and we're going to have ghost guns, being able to manufacture them at home. This technology is spreading. It's becoming cheaper. What do you think society will be like when this is the norm?
Well, I hope that society doesn't end up that way. That's what we're advocating for. You know, it's extreme behavior. It doesn't represent the Texas that I grew up in or the Texas that I want to raise my children in. As a gun owner, I don't think it represents responsible gun ownership. So I think we need to look very carefully going into this legislative session at the laws we are passing and making sure that we have universal background checks in place, that we're doing what we can to fight for common sense gun safety legislation.
Angela Turner is with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. They oppose a proposed state law that would make open carry of handguns in Texas legal. On Tuesday, the Texas legislature will be sworn in, and the pro-gun rights group Come and Take It Texas will be demonstrating at the state capitol.